This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
All right, welcome to hour number two. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. Joe will be returning tomorrow night. Busy time of the year for Joe. It's always a pleasure and an honor for me to sit in the chair for Joe when he is not here and speak with you, the good listeners at Realside Radio. If you would like to join the show, you can give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. And you can chime in the conversation. We've got an interesting discussion that we're going to be having here in the next section. I want to talk tonight about what we're going to be looking at. You know, we just finished this last hour referring to the mask mandates that are now starting to crop up in schools and in certain hospitals around the country. And it's almost as if these people have zero understanding or memory or lived from 2021 to 2023. Mask mandates and lockdowns, I'm just going to say this to you right now, will not be implemented. Maybe in the bluest of blue, and maybe some corporations that you don't have any control over, whether your employer requires it or not. But I'm telling you, there are 25 Republican governors in this country, 25 states, and they will never allow people to be mandated, to be locked down, and to have to be required to wear masks again. We know the damage that occurred. We know, well, first of all, let me mention this to you. You've heard the term long COVID, right? Long COVID. This is some nebulous term saying, oh, once you've got COVID, some people might get long COVID. We're not too sure what it is, but you have it for a really, really long, long time. Okay. That sounds like good science right there, I guess. It's now turning out that the actual long COVID is relating, for those people that thought about long COVID was actually a thing, it is actually now being related to those people that are wearing masks for a much longer period of time. There are new studies, as I mentioned before the break, that find toxic risks are associated with face masks. And federal public health officials that are talking about bringing back these face mask mandates need to take a look at these studies that have come out. And by the way, the study that we're looking at here is from the National Institutes of Health. The latest spring article that just came out suggests that tight-fitting masks may expose users to dangerous levels of toxic chemicals. The study found that chemicals released by these masks had 8 times the recommended safety limit of toxic, volatile, organic compounds, otherwise known as TVOCs. And inhaling these TVOCs has been linked to health issues like headaches and nausea, and prolonged and repeated use has been linked to organ damage and cancer. Okay, this is not a far right-wing, ideological, anti-mask, anti-vax, whatever you want to call it, group. This is the National Institutes of Health. And why is it that the media and our government are ignoring this? You know, I've got several flights, trips coming up in the next couple of months. Are they going to start requiring mandates again on airplanes? Where you have to sit for 5 hours, transcontinental, with a face diaper, breathing your own exhaust again? When we now know that that is dangerous to you and actually has led to what is being referred to now as long COVID, where you are continually exhausted. Yeah, why? Because you're not getting enough O's. You're not getting enough fresh air, oxygen. It's absolutely asinine to me. And then there's the psychological impact. There's the you know, you beat a dog enough times, it's going to cower in the corner when you just raise your hand. And there's enough people in our population, I see them at the supermarkets, people are still wearing masks, where they have been cowered as if they are a beaten puppy. And the second they voraciously consume news, they're watching the cancerous news networks that are spreading fear. Why? Because we know 2024 is coming. And if they can control the population or even a segment thereof, that may be enough people that might do a mail-in ballot instead of going to line up at the polling and whatever their plans are. Hey, some people will say, the election in 2020 was rigged. I certainly think it was when we talk about big tech limiting exposure to news, such as Hunter Biden's laptop. And there's a lot of discussion that could be taking place regarding mail-in ballots and a lot of complications, quote-unquote, that took place with vote dumps in the middle of the night. Put all that to the side. I said this to Dave at the end of the last period, at the end of the last segment. They're looking for a few swing congressional districts in a few swing states. That makes the difference. We're going to be back talking about this with Dr. Bridget Melson after the break to talk about this impact and how it may impact all of us psychologically. Don't go away. We'll be right back after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
You mean like Democrats? Welcome back, everybody. Dave here in the chair for Joe at Realside Radio. It is a pleasure being with you on hour number two. And as I was talking about right before the break, this move, this push to all of a sudden implement mask mandates again in certain areas, certain institutions, hospitals, colleges. Are we going to start to see it again on airplanes? Are we going to be going back to 2020 and forget the last 2 years of damage that it did to so many people, not just physically, as we're now seeing with the NIH studies that show that these masks are toxic for you, but also psychologically, and how that impacted not only us as adults, but many of our kids as well. And to talk about all of this, I'm really delighted to have back on the show a frequent guest for Joe and somebody I've spoken to before as well, Dr. Bridget Melson. Welcome back, Dr. Bridget. How are you?
I'm good.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. So with that preamble, just a little bit of kind of a background here, because we are now starting to see this push, and you had Donald Trump that came out earlier today, and he basically came out stating that he will, you know, we will not comply. And there seems to definitely be a buildup of resistance, if you will. That's the word that the left loves to use, against the idea that we will ever go back to this. But from your standpoint, as somebody that, you know, you work with teens and kids and the psychosis that we've seen over the last several years that's impacted them, what would you say to those people that are maybe, well, if the media is telling me I need to wear a mask again, well, we should all do it and go down that whole road again.
Right. You know, it's so interesting that when we want to stand for something that's absolutely ridiculous and harmful psychologically, right, physiologically, socially, it's resistance. Things like that blow my mind. When we don't agree with somebody, you know, we don't understand equity or equality, or we're racist. You know, it's all these terms that is so dangerous. And if you really, yes, I've been listening to all of it. I actually today have been looking at new studies because, you know, if masks work, great. Let's see what studies, you know, say that they, let's see what the research says. And over, since 2020, and then studies in 2021, 2022, and now earlier this year, what are we seeing? That, number one, it doesn't work whatsoever. If you can smell through it, if you can feel moisture through it, it doesn't work. Number two, exactly what you said, you know, it is affecting, it affected our children negatively. The main way it affected them is their developmental, the developmental part of their brain that recognizes faces and expressions, is greatly delayed and greatly underdeveloped. And it still is. These poor kids are still trying to catch up. And they're seeing that, you know, they don't understand happy faces versus sad faces. And this is, we're talking the 4 to 8 year olds that are now, the 4 to 8 year olds. And I know that sounds crazy. I know somebody's screaming, you know, at me through the radio waves right now going, Dr. B, you know, how do kids not know happy or sad? That's an innate quality. Well, yes and no. I mean, they understand tone of voice. They understand facial expressions. They understand, you know, lip reading when they can't quite understand what we're saying. We all lip read, by the way, to an extent. When we can't hear what people say, we can kind of make out the words sometimes when we're looking at someone. I mean, you know, check that out next time you're talking to somebody. But what we need, what we missed out on with all of the mask wearing is all of that together. The tone, the facial expressions, the lip reading, and just their emotional recognition accuracy is so delayed. So my fear is you do this again, we're going to have, I don't know that we can recover from that. You know, children need to develop. And if you've got, you know, kids that are already underdeveloped and you put masks back on them, we're in a world of hurt.
So let's talk about that in the last few minutes here. I'd love to carry you through the break as well when we continue this discussion, because, you know, I have my youngest son. He's a senior in high school. He's the president of his high school. Proud dad moment.
Good.
But he really, I mean, he's ninth. I think it was his ninth grade year. It was his ninth grade year that he was not in school. Athletic kid, plays tennis. He gained a tremendous amount of weight, and he's still challenged in losing it. Depressed, went on a pill. Every doctor I've spoken to says, oh no, he says there's not enough time in the day for us to meet with these kids. There's just not enough slots in the day. There are not enough appointments. What happens here if we go to, according to John Stossel, schools in Texas and Kentucky are now talking about closing or have closed due to this most recent strain of COVID that's rattling everybody in mainstream media. And when we know the impact that it has already, we know what it did to our kids. What happens now?
We get it. We know what it did to everybody. And I do want to talk about the other side of it too. But the suicidal ideation rate went up. And I've talked about this with Joe. We talked about all through the COVID years, I guess is what we're calling them. It went up 365%. Suicidal ideation. That number, there's not been an event ever in the history of human beings recorded where suicidal ideation has gone up that much. It completely blows my mind. So never mind, you've got that. But then on top of it, we still have, and this is interesting because we don't hear about this a lot. We have families reeling from PTSD, post-traumatic stress, because of their either losing a loved one or a loved one's lungs are damaged badly, because now the research is out. And I have read research after research after research from Harvard, from Hopkins. I mean, these top hospitals, that the hospitals were told not to treat for pneumonia, to only treat for COVID with A, B, and C, basically, not to help these people with antibiotics or steroids or anything that would help with pneumonia, which a lot of COVID helped, instead of just intubate them and get them out, or don't see them, and if you do, intubate, right? And this is how people died. So there are so many things. COVID didn't need to be as big as it was. We know that. And, of course, with election season coming, we're going to see it heat up again.
Yeah. Do you have a place where people can find you and read about you and see what you're doing?
Yeah, you can go to drvradio.com. You can find me on Facebook at Bridget Melson.
Okay, great. Yeah, everybody, listen, I think you just touched upon it, and we can talk about more about this after the break here. As the election cycle now kicks into gear, we're going to start hearing more and more and more about the crazy variant that is going to destroy you unless you do what we tell you to do. So everybody check out Dr. Bridget. We'll continue here after the break, after the news and commercials. We'll be right back. Do not go away, folks. We've got a lot more coming up here at Real Side Radio.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA
USA News Update. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear was asked Thursday about replacing Senator Mitch McConnell if necessary.
With the health of Senator Mitch McConnell in question again after he froze at the podium for a second time in a month on Wednesday, Governor Andy Beshear, during his weekly Team Kentucky update, was asked about the possibility of who he would name as a replacement and if he would adhere to Senate Bill 228 and pick from one of three names presented to him by the Kentucky GOP to fill the vacancy.
I respect Senator McConnell and his health, and first of all, to not sensationalize it, and second, there is no vacancy.
McConnell's current term doesn't expire until 2026. I'm John Shannon.
Former President Trump is requesting his Georgia election case be separated from his co-defendants who are seeking a speedy trial. This comes after the former president pleaded not guilty. Trump's attorneys argue they will not have enough time to prepare if his trial begins October 23rd. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Hey, little naked gun for everybody out there on the fruited plain. Hope you guys are all doing well on this beautiful Thursday evening, the last Thursday of August. Tomorrow, welcome September, and often the hottest month for many places, but the last third of the year. How is that possible? We are delighted to have Dr. Bridget Nelson, who is joining us, Dr. B. We're talking about mental health, and Dr. B, a question for you. And I don't know if you want to finish any points that we were discussing before in regards to PTSD before we go back into some form of lockdowns again. I don't know if you wanted to finish any points there.
No. Just to be aware. Yeah.
So something I really wanted to get your opinion on, and this is something that I personally have had challenges with up until a couple of years ago. And that is what is referred to as information addiction, where you are constantly having to seek out news and consume large amounts of news. You're always, always knowing what's going on. And, you know, one of the things for me personally, being in media and having a show, and I had a TV show as well for a while, is that you're afraid of missing out on stories. And oftentimes you find that the first edition of a story is speculative, it's overhyped, or maybe even irrelevant. And so after the last election in 2020, I shut it off. I shut off social media. I use Twitter for news, but I don't participate in any of the social media apps anymore. And I do read voraciously, but I've turned, you know, I cut the cord. I don't watch Fox or MSN or any of those guys anymore. And I got to tell you, I feel saner, I feel happier, and I'm still informed. From your perspective, okay, where we've got this, that we've got 50 to 85 million Americans, according to a recent study, that suffer from politically induced fatigue, insomnia, loss of temper, impulse control problems. Is this a problem that in your mind is growing, and is it overflowing to our kids as well?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I just wrote an article that came out in our local paper here, and about digital heroin. And that is exactly what you're describing. You know, there are researchers that analyzed fMRI scans. And what fMRI scans for people, you know, everybody knows what an MRI, but fMRIs are functional MRI scans. So they actually hand you a phone and have you go through your apps and look at the information while the MRI is going. And then they can look at what your brain is doing and what parts of it are affected. And here's the thing. The stratum, and it's the stratum part of the brain, and then the ventromedial prefrontal cortex. And that is in the front part of your brain, of your head, of your skull. And that is where the brain's reward circuit is. And if you overrun that and wear it out, I'll try to speak in layman's terms, what you're looking at is damaging the prefrontal lobe. And in kids and teens, like you said, in their development, what happens there is it does not develop correctly. The circuits and the pathways and the neural pathways do not develop as they need to. And what the problem is, and you're a dad and you're around teens, I'm sure, what we will see and what we are seeing since the birth of social media here, you know, in the 2000s, is what just weakness in the prefrontal cortex. And that is our impulse control. It is mm-hmm. our emotion control, right? We're seeing that. We're seeing people just go off and not thinking first. So it is an absolute true thing. It's the brain's dopamine producing reward system, you know, up there. Information overload will do that to the point where we call it digital heroin for teens. That is literally, it has the same effect in the brain, social media does, the same effect in the teen brain as heroin does.
That's so an appropriate description, digital heroin.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Yeah. And as you referred to before the break, you were talking about suicidal ideation and depression has increased some of the highest levels on record. And, you know, I know this, that, you know, from statistics that 1 in 3 teenage girls, you know, you talked about this, are having serious thoughts or at least have considered suicide. And boys aren't faring particularly well either, as I referred to my youngest son during the COVID years. How much of a culprit do you think are smartphones in this regard?
Oh, huge. It's the same, right? You've got so much information on the phone. The problem is they just hit all those social media buttons, you know, right? They got all the apps. And that's part of the digital, that falls under digital heroin. You know, and it's interesting, I wanted to talk about this really quickly. There's a new app, I don't know if you've heard of it, have you heard of the Saturn app?
No, what is it called?
So, Saturn, like the planet?
No, what is it?
It's called Saturn. So this is the newest thing that parents need to make sure your children do not have. They think it is safe enough, but basically what it is, it's like a mini Facebook for schools. So you go on and you can share your information that you have. Like if you log into the school, you know, your kids and parents can log into the school app or the school online, you know, page and get your schedule and download the calendar. That's what this does. It allows you to friend people throughout the school, and it's like a mini Facebook. It allows you to share your schedule. Share your breaks, share when you're out, share when you're in PE and where you go and what classrooms. The problem is, the predators are on top of it. They are hacking into it like night and day. They're finding out who these kids are. They're pretending like they're Tammy instead of the other Tammy, or Cindy instead of the other Cindy. And it is very much opened up to, oh, at school, can you meet me in the back after school? You know, or at lunchtime, I'm going to bring you DoorDash. Can you pop outside? And these predators are preying completely on these kids.
So this is an open app to anybody that isn't a student?
So it is not supposed to be. It is not a school app, but it is supposed to be used for that. And so predators are getting in, and I don't know, hacking in like they can. It's apparently very easy to get into, and they're just posing as their friends and their ages in their grade and basically gleaming off of what they have. Oh, let me see your schedule. Oh, I have that class too. I have that. Oh, do you know Mrs. This, Mrs. This? You know, they know just enough to become, to friend them. and then saying, hey, I'm going to bring you a snack, you know, or my mom's going to bring, come out to the car. So, and now we're seeing predator behavior. So it's extremely dangerous. It is not safe, and it lacks privacy. There's a huge privacy issue. So just heads up.
I'm so glad my youngest is senior in high school. My oldest has graduated college. I'm so glad my kids aren't 11 or 10 or, you know, those preteen year ages where they're so it's scary. It's truly, truly scary. These new norms that we're seeing today and the way that people communicate with each other. Let me ask you another question on this, because when we talk about how, you know, we see, you know, this people that are engaged and the information addiction engagement that we see. Do you think there's a difference between being addicted to information if you're coming from a leftist perspective or a right-wing perspective, and how you know, the action that you take for that information? Does that impact you based upon your politics or no?
You mean the brain? Is the brain affected differently whether you're right or left?
Well, I think it's more to do with response and reaction. And like, for example, you know, if you're politically engaged and left leaning, there is that more pronounced, or those symptoms of mental and physical health being damaged. Do you see that there's a differentiation between the acuteness of that mental and physical damage based upon your politics?
Yes. So where we're seeing it, and where the research, you know, where we look at the right and the left brain, excuse me, the right leaning and the left leaning, the conservative and the more liberal brain is kind of how research looks at it. We do see a difference in rationale. We see that the potential for being logical and less emotional falls on the more liberal side of the brains. However, we see the conservative, and what we see is a more active, creative brain. Still logical, but just there's an emotional, like, empathy response, if that makes sense, with conservatives. Now, the difference we're seeing why the liberals kind of go into this more psychosis, we see more issues with depression and anger, is because the moral code, I guess, the conservatives or the right. Republicans, there seems to be more of a foundation. Not saying they're all Christians. Does that
I hate to stop you there, but we've got a break.
Yeah,
we got a hard break coming
up
here.
More.
Okay, we'll be right back here, folks, at Real Side Radio. Don't go away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina. Hi, everybody. Welcome back as we finish up hour number two here tonight. And I'm delighted to have through the break with us Dr. Bridget Melson, who we're having a fascinating discussion here tonight, Dr. B. I really appreciate this. We were just discussing before the break, is there a difference? We were talking about addiction, information addiction, being overloaded, and how that impacts all of us. And you've I think very correctly stated that the less you are involved with social media and always checking your phones and engaging in every single news story that comes out the second it drops isn't that healthy for us. But what we were just getting into into before the break, which I think is really fascinating, is there a difference in the satisfaction that people feel based upon their news that they absorb? Is there a difference between liberalism and conservatism? Are liberals more depressed? And the reason that I ask you this is because when I take a look at the landscape from a 5,000-foot view, from a macro perspective, it seems liberals, leftists, if you will, really are constantly in a constant state of anger and resentment, and life is bad and depression, and America's bad and the world is bad, and we're about to die from climate change and capitalism and all these things. And when I talk to conservatives, or I see conservatives writing articles and things, we're worried about a lot of social issues and wokeism and economic issues and war, but the family comes first, and church and friends, and it seems there's a different focus on, and my question to you is, that is why I asked before the break, is there a difference in the level of satisfaction and happiness based upon your politics?
Yes, absolutely. So it's called the study of neuropolitics. It's an actual...
Really? Oh, wow.
Yes. It's called neuropolitics, and what they do is they investigate and study the neural correlations and the self-regulatory processes, within political attitudes. It's a very real thing. And you wonder, which came first, the chicken or the egg? You become a liberal and then you fall into this, the way the brain looks, or is it because you were born this way and, you've already got, if whether it's environment or, familial traditions, or just because you're more prone to psychological issues that you go right or left. And where they're seeing is the conservative brain is they are more adept, more concerned, more, focused on threats. And meaning not like physical, just physical threats, but threats to something that is going to affect their family, their city, their state, and their country, and their school. We are more aware as conservatives. I say we because I'm a conservative. Whereas liberals are more like, doesn't affect me. I'm not going to react. However, what they see in the brain and what's going on, in the neural connectivity of the brain with conservatives is not, so we are more aware that way, but they don't, in these articles and this research I've read, they don't talk about God or Christianity, but they say that there's something that allows conservatives to not go over the edge psychologically. We're able to handle our stress. And although we do react, we know how to reel it back in. We know how to contain our emotions. We still have them. We still react. But they're seeing that in a more liberal brain, the physiological issues are more significant because they hold it in and hold it in and hold it in. And then we're talking heart issues, high blood pressure, depression, suicidal ideation, and where we... Because they can't figure it out, but we've got some kind of peace, some kind of foundation that keeps us grounded. And so they see less physiological symptoms. It's really a neat.
That's fascinating. I have never heard it explained in that way, and I didn't even know this was a science.
Awesome.
Yeah, it really is. And I've got a limited background in psychology. That was my undergrad degree, and went to
for
my MFCC, but changed to business. So I have $1.99 worth of psych education. But can I bounce this off of you as a potential reason, and tell me why I'm wrong here? Colleges are very much monotheic in monolithic, I should say, in progressivism. And conservatives, if you come from a conservative background, unless you're at a conservative school, most schools aren't conservative. And so conservatives, oftentimes when they see things that are from a leftist perspective, oftentimes have to bite their lip, and they have to work within the system, because if a majority of their friends or their colleagues or their age group are, and what was it Winston Churchill said? If you're not liberal under the age of 30, you don't have a heart. If you're not conservative over the age of 40, you don't have a brain. So, you know, listen, yeah. I went to college in the 80s, and I was, you know, my fists were raised in the air against apartheid in South Africa. You know, this is what you do at that age. But if you are leaning conservative and you want to live within that system, that environment, and still keep your friends and potential networking opportunities, you learn to adapt. And leftists don't. They haven't flexed that muscle and learned how to build that muscle of working with others. What say you?
Correct. I believe that. You know, one of the studies says, hypothesized and then found from hundreds, you know, interviewing hundreds of people, conservative versus liberals, that conservatives have just this greater psychological resilience and self-regulation, just the capacity. And they don't see that in liberals. They didn't see that. So that's where stress management comes in. And it's interesting when conservatives do speak out, right? It's like, oh my gosh, they're out of control. They've lost their minds, right? You know, and it's allowed. But what I don't like it in this culture is we've just come to expect liberals to do that. And these are DSM-5 diagnosable things that we're seeing going on in this world on the left, and we're just accepting it. So it's all based in how the person was raised and, you know, just not even necessarily, like I said, a Christian, just with some kind of moral code, some kind of familial system, something that keeps them grounded so they can go out and deal with this. Now, to your question about, you know, how are they doing it? I think it's going to be increasingly difficult, for conservatives to be in any kind of public school, you know, public education system, but we can do it and it's needed. We absolutely have to be the light. And I hope that anyone hearing this can understand that you were built, you know, to do this. You were made for times such as this. And it's this interesting thing that the science agrees that we conservatives, we got it. We can hold it together.
It's fascinating, and I'd love to talk more with you about this down the road. I really am. I mean, from a psychological and social psychology perspective, I think it's the implications can't be more profound. And, you know, if we had more time, I'd love to go into, and maybe we can have you on again, you know, to discuss this, the victocrat psychology that kids are learning in schools and how that's impacting them as they grow and you know, try to get careers and this and that. I just real quick anecdote, you know, a friend of mine, hopefully he's not listening to this, I'm going to go visit him next month. His daughter graduated with, you know, a solid $200,000 in college tuition expense that my friend ended up shilling for. And she graduated with the gender studies, something or other. And she's having a very, very hard time getting a job. And she's now trying to teach diversity in schools. And it seems like there's a little bit of a pushback right now from the corporations against hiring these types of individuals. So that may be a positive sign, Dr. B.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that we need to continue. Parents need to continue to speak up at school board meetings, city council, anywhere you can. I love what Ron DeSantis is doing in Florida with the school board. You all need to go read up on that. It's turning around just a little bit. It is a lot of hard work, but we can do it. And parents, wake up. Wake up and know your apps and know what's going on in the schools. That's their first step.
Tell everybody where they could find you, read your work, and learn more about you, please.
Yeah, drbradio.com and Bridget Melson on Facebook.
Really do appreciate this. This was fascinating. And like I said, you know, this isn't the first time you've been on with me, and I'd love to have you on again real soon to discuss further. This is the science that you're talking about here. Again, it is called what? Political, what is it?
Neuropolitics.
Neuropolitics.
Neuropolitics. Yep. And it is a thing. It's a study.
Wow.
It's a field of study. I know it's becoming more fascinating to me every day.
Yeah, that's incredible to me as well. Thank you so much, Dr. B. Greatly appreciate you taking the time tonight. Wish you a very happy Labor Day weekend.
Thank you.
Take care. All right. And folks, we're going to be back here for hour number three. You've got a lot more coming up here, and the lines will be open in the third and final hour tonight. If there's anything that you want to discuss of anything that we've been talking about tonight, please give us the phone call at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And we'll be back here after the news and the break at Real Side Radio.